Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, everyone. Rick Mulready here. This is episode number 176. Thank you so much for giving me your time today. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to, whether you're out walking the dog or on the treadmill or on your way to work. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. On the show today, I'm joined by Tammy Cannon. Tammy is one of my students, and she owns a business called Cannon Social Media, where she creates online courses and manages Facebook ads for creative businesses. And in this episode, Tammy's going to break down a simple automated sales funnel that she created where she's growing her email list and also creating revenue through an Instagram challenge. We're going to break down the funnel, including where she got the idea for the challenge in the first place. We talk about what Tammy's goal was with the challenge and why she automated it. She shares how she's getting a 60% conversion rate on her opt-in page, which is sick, and what also she's doing for an upsell. She breaks the whole thing down for you. The cool thing about this and a big takeaway that I want you to have with what Tammy's doing is the simplicity of it all. As you're going to hear, she started off promoting her challenge to her Facebook group. She listened to the feedback and then watched her stats and then refined the challenge and refined the sales funnel from there. She then spent about $300 over 2 weeks to test it out against cold traffic, and she had great results. So as you can see here, she didn't spend a whole lot of money to do this, but she saw great results from it. And this is really something that anyone can do. But before we dive into it with Tammy, I've been getting a lot of questions about my accelerator group coaching program. This is for those of you who'd like to grow your business more quickly with hands-on help. So if you'd like mentorship and coaching from me and my team, then you're going to want to check out the accelerator group coaching program. This is a 12-month program that's designed to help you more quickly take your business to the next level. And I've designed it around a framework of three key elements that have really helped me grow my business quickly over the last couple of years: high-level coaching, community, and accountability. Basically, when you surround yourself with coaching, bright, driven, like-minded people, that is where you create an opportunity for big time and quick growth in your business. And that's what I really want for you. And that's why I created the accelerator program. So if you think coaching, support, and accountability is something that can help you fast track the success of your business, then I'd invite you to check out for all the details my new accelerator program over at rickmulready.com/accelerator. I'll also link it up for you over in the show notes page, which is rickmulready.com/176. All right, without further ado, let's jump into it with Tammy Cannon. Tammy, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm good, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I know we've been trying to schedule this for a little while. I was sick for a couple of weeks, and I appreciate the flexibility, but really excited to be talking to you today about this funnel that you've got going. in your business and you're getting leads and sales on autopilot, which is what I talk about all the time.
Yes.
So we're going to be breaking that funnel down. You got an upsell in the funnel. You're getting an amazing conversion rate on the landing page and everything. So I'm really excited to dive into that, break down all the different facets of the funnel, what's working, what's not working, you know, what you've been testing and all that different type of stuff. Before we do that, though, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you've been up to, and what you do these days.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. So I'm Tammy Cannon. I have a company called Cannon Social Media, which isn't really relevant as much anymore when we start companies, you know, 5 years ago when social media was brand new and nobody knew what to do with it. Now, of course, it's basically online marketing. And so in the past, I managed over 100 clients, especially in my community here north of Seattle, just getting people started on social media. Facebook ads were a new thing in 2011, 2012. And so now what I do, I got to be so busy with clients that now I just create online courses and I do Facebook ads management. So I no longer do social media managing because that's a lot. It's a full-time job on its own. When you've got 10 clients, it's like, oh my goodness, this is overwhelming. So now I just focus on online courses to teach people how to do it themselves. And then I can also help you manage your Facebook ads funnel from beginning to end.
Got it. Okay. So you're doing both. You're creating the courses and you're managing ads for clients.
Yes. It's pretty exciting.
Let's get into this funnel here. You're getting leads and sales on autopilot, which I love and what I talk about all the time. What is this funnel for? Let's first start with that. What's the goal of the funnel? And then let's start to break down all the different elements.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. Okay. So I have a Facebook group, a private Facebook group, and I, in the summertime, do a social media series. And so this summer, I asked everybody, what would you like to learn during the summer? Because they're, you know, lazy summers, and I have a theme for the entire month. So it's really easy for people to dive into the content. They can take their time, so on and so forth. And Instagram was the thing that everybody wanted to learn more about. So I decided, okay, I will go ahead and put together an Instagram challenge. And so I started doing that. And at the time, I was planning a trip with my family for about 3 weeks. We were going to be out of the country. Mm-hmm. And so I had to batch all of the challenge weeks. And so I had a podcast episode for each challenge task for the week. And then I had a worksheet or maybe a video. So I had to batch all this stuff. So I thought, why don't I put everything in? I have a teachable school. So why don't I just make a class, put it all in there, and then give people an opportunity to buy that or go through the free challenge if they wanted to take the month long. So I did all this work in June to put this whole entire challenge together. And so I didn't at that time advertise this challenge. I called it the Insta Sprint. I offered it to my group. Anybody who listened to the podcast episodes could join. And so I just had kind of an organic opportunity for people to join in. Well, at that time, people were loving it. They were making comments. They were tagging me in things, you know, sending me reply emails saying, thank you so much, or I did this task and this is what happened. And so I thought, wow, okay, great. This is a great topic. People are really interested. So by September, when the kids went back to school, everybody's, you know, work and school mode, I thought, why don't I take that challenge and start advertising it? Why don't I put some advertising dollars to it and see what happens? So what I decided to do was write an ad, send them over to a landing page, send them to a thank you page after they opted in. And so I can take you through that if you want to go there, because some pretty exciting things happened that I was really surprised about.
Yeah, so I definitely want to break that down, but I want to kind of get clear on, so this was a free challenge that they could go through, but you said they could also purchase it because it's set up in Teachable so that this is something they could access at any time. Tell me more about that. So you were trying to get people, so you ran it in your group and you had, then you're like, okay, I want to now advertise this. So the ad was for the free challenge. And then once they opted in for the free challenge, what was the ultimate goal? Was the ultimate goal to be selling the challenge?
Not at first. I thought, well, I mean, since I was having to batch everything, I thought, why don't I just create a school and I'll put a price tag on it. And it was $27 at the time. And I didn't think much of it. I didn't run any Facebook ads to it. It was all organic people joining. And at that time in the summer, people did buy on the thank you page. And I thought, wow, I thought $27 was a lot for a thank you page upsell. You hear about $7, and I've tried that and that worked. So I was pretty like excited that people, even though it sounds like a small number, but when you're testing things out and you're not even running ads to it, it's all organic. It's like, oh, there must be something to this. So by the time September rolled around, I decided to put advertising dollars to it. And I decided to change up the challenge a little bit, update it, add more worksheets. I'm giving people like 65 free images they can use on Instagram, just a lot of value. And then I raised the price to $47. So they could either jump in and take a month-long challenge, or they could have the opportunity to jump right in. And I even say, quick question, would you like to Netflix binge on this challenge all up front? And so to my astonishment, people actually did purchase on the $47 on the thank you page to cold traffic.
Got it. Okay. So you were, this was free for them. They were opting in. They could opt in, but they could, they'd have to go through it over the 30-day period. Or once they opted in, you gave them the offer to, hey, you can have the whole challenge right now and binge on it. I love that. For $47.
Yeah, exactly. So I ran the ad from September 10th to the 24th. So it was just about a 2-week ad run. And then I was only spending about $25 a day. So I'm still, I'm going to revamp this and scale it. I just wanted to test this out and see what would happen. So it was just exciting, Rick, to have people resonate with it. And then to get the 60% landing page conversion rate, I thought, oh my gosh, okay, there is something here that I want to explore a little bit more.
Yeah. So let's stop right there.
Yeah.
And this is cold traffic, you said.
Yeah,
60% opt-in rate. What were you? What in the world were you doing to get such a high conversion?
I know, it's so crazy, and I've got a worksheet for your listeners. It's the 5 steps to landing page success, because I really think I've figured out a formula that I think is going to work. And it didn't work just for this challenge. It's working for my clients, and it's also working for multiple challenges that I've done. And so I think there are some pretty specific things. So if you want me to start, I can start with step one if you're ready.
Go for it. Yep.
So I really think the image is hugely important, not only just for the ad itself, but I think your image has to match your landing page image. I can't tell you how many times I go to a landing page and it's not the same feeling or the same experience that I was getting in the ad. And so you feel like you're walking through a beautiful path, and then you click on over to the landing page and you're like in the desert somewhere. So there's a disconnect. And so I really think that your image plays a part, and not only how it looks, but I think, and I don't know this because I don't have a Facebook fairy telling me what they look for all the time, but I really think if you change the name of your image and you're using it on both the landing page and on your ad, I think that makes a difference. It works on Pinterest and other search engines. So if you change the name of your ad, the algorithm is just kind of like, okay, this relates. It's streamlined. It's like, it's the same. It's cohesive. And so I think that makes a difference.
What do you mean by that? So you're changing the actual name of the ad itself?
Oh, I'm sorry, the image itself. Oh. So instead of like 1, 2, 3, 4 off your camera, right, JPEG, you're calling it Instagram Challenge, or mine was called the Insta Sprint Challenge.
Interesting.
So I named everything the same, the landing page URL, the thank you page, everything was the same.
Okay.
So I really think that cohesiveness makes a difference. I don't know, but yeah, I just think it does.
That's interesting, because I've actually not heard that before, but it makes sense. Like, I mean, I wouldn't put it past Facebook to be looking at those types of things. So interesting. Yeah. And it obviously was working for you. So that's awesome.
Yeah, so I think that's a big deal. I'm just making sure there's a cohesiveness there for sure. And then step two, I think, is the copy. So I did something different in copy that I don't normally do. I've been told by, you know, quote unquote experts that if you're advertising to cold traffic, don't do a long form ad because, you know, they don't know you. You're wasting their time. You're taking up space in their Facebook feed. But I went against that and I decided to just do long form copy. And I was very strategic and specific. And I have a website for your listeners too, where I have the exact copy that I used, the exact ad, the landing page, image, everything is on that page so they can check everything out. But I think the long form copy gave them a sense of relatability to what I was talking about. I was pressing on their pain points. And by the time they got to the end of it, they were like, oh my gosh, yes, I want to join this challenge, click. And I think it was just then a no-brainer to go ahead and sign up on the landing page.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure who out there is talking. I mean, granted, when it comes to a copy, it's all about testing, right? You just got to be testing stuff. But I've always said, and if you're looking for, like, you know, everyone's always like, just tell me what to do, right? Like, definitely for cold traffic. And, you know, again, it depends on what type of commitment you're asking the person to take. But for cold traffic, I definitely like the longer form copy because it's going to take more, for lack of a better word, convincing, right? To talk to that cold, you know, the person who doesn't know who you are, as opposed to short copy. Now, granted, again, it comes down to testing, but you saw the longer form copy work really well.
It seemed to work really well. And so moving into step three, because these two relate to each other, is to keep the landing page simple then. So, you know, you've already explained everything. They're resonating with it. They get to the landing page and it's like, okay, they don't need to scroll anymore. They don't need to read anymore about it. It's just, okay, I'm ready. And so there's literally just a little bit of copy and then the button to sign up.
I love it. I love it. And so do you have on that landing page there, do you have links and stuff like that, you know, that, you know, privacy policy, terms and conditions? What did you do for that?
No, I don't. I didn't have any of that stuff. Okay. I literally used a template that has worked for me in the past. I use Lead Pages. Mm-hmm. And so I used a template that has been working for me for other challenges. So it's a very simple, it's the same image that I use in the ad and then a little bit of a text overlay with the button. That's it. And then I'm not using it anymore, but I was using proof so they could see so-and-so just signed up from blah, blah, blah in the world. Yeah. So there was that there too.
Explain real quick what proof is for people who don't know.
Okay, so proof is something you can sign up for. You put a little piece of code on the back end of your landing pages, and then it'll say, like I'm looking at mine right now, Lydia from Springdale, Arizona or Arkansas just recently joined the Insta Sprint Challenge. And so it's just kind of proof that people are opting in, you know, that so-and-so, you're not the only person opting into this thing, like other people are loving it. And so I think it's a really great service. I'm just not using it like in the moment. I'm kind of taking a break for things for the rest of the year, and then I'm revamping in January.
Nice, nice. Okay, cool. So that was step number three, right?
Step three. Okay. And then step four, which I just started doing probably mid-year this year, is to actually be thoughtful about my thank you pages. I used to just let people go to the default lead page landing page, like, thank you, you know, you've opted in. And so now I'm very strategic about what I want people to do. So normally I send them to my Facebook group, like join the Facebook group, blah, blah, blah. But for this one, what I decided to do was a thank you page upsell. And so they were able then, like we talked about, to get the entire challenge for $47. So it just basically said, you know, now that they've opted in, quick question, would you like to get a whole month of lessons upfront, as in Netflix binge style, then a little asterisk, 4 challenge weeks, plus tutorial videos, more worksheets, templates, 65 stock photos for only $47, start today. And then my button says, heck yes, I'm eager to learn. And then that's it. I mean, super simple, but I was able to convert people, not only 60% on the landing page, but then also get the upsell on the back end. So my plan in January is to take this whole test, revamp it, and scale it.
I mean, Why not, right? It's working, right? Do you know what the percentage of people taking the upsell was?
Ooh, that's a great question. I know that I had, and these numbers are going to seem small to you because this was a 2-week test. Mm-hmm. I was only spending, I have the numbers here. So it was $1.30 per lead. Okay. I only spent $319 on my ad, 245 new subscribers. And then I had 4 purchases in those 2 weeks for $188. So basically, then I had an email sequence that we'll talk about, which I also had sales of. So I profited $245. And so I was able to basically for nothing add all those people to my email list plus profit. So now I just have to turn that into something scalable. I mean, I need to just work the numbers and go from there. So it all worked out really well. And on this website that I made for your folks here, you can see screenshots of the landing page and then all the Facebook ad results. The amount I spent, my relevancy was 9, which I've never had that before.
It's great for cold traffic, yeah.
I know. My click-through rate was 4.48%. Wow, so nice. Everything seemed to align. And so in January, I'm just going to revamp and scale.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
What was the fifth step?
So the fifth step was then the email. So I know you love things on auto, which I've taken a cue from you after being in Facebook Advantage. Mm-hmm. And so the post opt-in email was huge because, like I said, I was leaving the country for 3 weeks. So I was able to then send the emails out on automatic. And I think some people forget to actually put that step into place, not only just the first email, but like an onboarding sequence. So they get, you know, in my case, I was doing a challenge. So they were getting an email every week from me. But then if they purchased, I used something called Zapier to take them out of the challenge because now they're a student, right? But then I'm still nurturing them with a weekly automated email that I'm sending out to then get those, you know, just to nurture them and to add value. And then for the people who did opt in after the month was over, I still had a whole email sequence for them so that they could still have an opportunity to get more value. I think I added like a surprise video tutorial, maybe some more photographs that they could use, some stock photos, and then an opportunity again to purchase on the back end.
I love it. I love it. And so this was a smaller test. This was 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you said
2 weeks, $300, not huge.
Yep. What do you think you're going to do differently once you start things in the new year?
So I think what I'm going to do is, and this is already running. So I had the month-long challenge, which is really too long. And so I've narrowed it down to just a 4-day challenge. Mm. So I went back in, changed all my emails. I kind of added more stuff to the class, kind of revamp things. I think what I'm going to do is switch up the podcast episodes. There's 2 hours of audio in there because each week was like a 30-minute podcast episode explaining the task. And so I think I might ditch those and then do video. So that way I'm current for 2018, you know, and all my strategies that are in the class are still relevant, the tutorials and all that stuff. So I think that's not too much. And then I'm going to probably start out at $100 a day and then see what happens.
So this is this more of a lead generation tool for you? Or, you know, you're looking for profit or both?
I guess both, but mostly lead gen, because I feel like I have a lot of other things to offer besides Instagram. So I've got, like I said, the Facebook ads management. Mm-hmm. I've got a whole other Etsy thing that we won't even talk about. So I've got so much in my world. I'm a multi-passionate preneur. So I'm like, this is a point of entry to then all the other, the things that I think are valuable to help people really get from point A to point B and up-level their whole social media strategy, Facebook ad strategy, and so on.
How long did it take you to put that original challenge together?
Like with the podcasts and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious, like, was this like a really big, you know, a ton of effort, or was this something that was pretty light and easy for you to do? And you just kind of, you know, you put it together like high quality, it sounds like, but did it take, like, I'm just trying to get a sense of, because I know that people ask, like, okay, awesome, I'd like to love to do this. I'm just wondering, like, how much effort I'm going to have to put into doing something like this.
Oh, I know. That is the million dollar question, isn't it? And so here's the thing. I love this stuff. And so I love putting together like my podcast, and I love putting together the videos. So it's easy for me to take, say, a week and do 12 tutorial videos and 4 podcast episodes. And I designed all the worksheets that are involved and everything. And then I already had the 65 images created. That's kind of one of my freebies for people as well. And so some of it I already had. I had to create everything from scratch. So for myself, I think it's a week for me, but for other people, I would say take 3 weeks and go slowly. Do, you know, batch your recordings, batch your videos if that's what you're going to do. Create your worksheets, you know, all at once. And that's going to be the best way to, you know, get your courses made.
Gotcha. I love it. I think a big lesson, big takeaway here from what we're talking about here, Tammy, is that you had this idea, you put it together, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to start this off and do it for my Facebook group, totally free, get some feedback. Or even before that, you ask people like what they wanted to learn more about. And, you know, Instagram was one of those things. You're like, okay, cool. So you use their feedback to put together this challenge. You're like, all right, I'm going to use it as a lead magnet and start to build my list from it, sort of start to refine it from the free audience, if you will, here. You kind of worked the kinks out a little bit, and it was working pretty well for you. You had the upsell in there already. That was converting. You said, okay, cool. I'm going to run ads to this, try to get some cold traffic going here. Not going to spend a whole lot of money. I'm going to test this over 2 weeks. And you increase the price of the upsell, and you had really good results. And you were, you know, awesome results on your conversion, on your opt-in rates and your cost per lead and everything. So it was a success. And you're like, okay, cool. This worked really well. Now I'm going to refine it even more, increase the price on that upsell, and just take everything I've learned over the past sort of 2 different stages, if you will, and fix it and do some other cool things and build it up for 2018.
Yeah. And I learned so much of it from you, seriously, with, you know, everything that you teach in the Facebook, all, well, now you've got so many Facebook ads courses, but I was in the original one. Mm-hmm. And so being able to, you know, put things on auto is such a huge time saver. I think people forget that part of it is such a big deal. And then also, you know, asking, you're always talking about, you know, ask your people, talk to them, sit down with them, try to get a call with people so that you can understand where they're coming from. And I wasn't doing that before. And so, gosh, now I'm doing like free 15-minute phone calls with folks just to kind of hear them out. And I've learned so many great insights from doing that. So thank you, because it's such a huge part of it. And I wasn't doing that before. So yeah, now I'm doing it.
I love that you're taking action. You're not only learning, but you're actually taking action on it.
Yes.
And you're testing things out and it's working. So I love that. Thank you so much for taking us through this funnel and breaking everything down for us. You keep mentioning the page here where you have all these assets and stuff like that, and examples of what you did, which I think is awesome. Where can people go to connect with you and to check that out?
Yes. So I made a page just for you. So it's canononlinemarketing.com/Rick. And my name is spelled CANNON. So canononlinemarketing.com/Rick. And on that page, you're going to get to download the 5-step landing page success worksheet. And then you're going to see everything from the entire ad. I've got a screenshot of the copy and the image, then the landing page, the copy, the image, and the thank you page copy image, and then all the analytics and stats and everything are there for people. So go and copy what I've done. And I'd love to know if it works for you.
I love that. I didn't know you were going to be doing that. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate that. And thank you again, Tammy, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Rick. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Hope you got a lot out of this one with Tammy. Before we wrap up, though, if you'd like to win a 30-minute strategy session with me, I'd love to hear from you over on Facebook Messenger. All you have to do is give me your feedback on the podcast here. And specifically, I'd like to hear what you'd like to hear more of, like topics or guests, style of the show, frequency of the show, length of the show, any ideas that you'd like to share with me, I'd love to hear them. So to share your ideas and feedback, you could message me over on Facebook, and I've set up a redirect link that'll pop your messenger right there, rickmulready.com/ Messenger. And when you message me with your ideas and feedback, I'm going to pick one person at random at the end of each month to win a 30-minute strategy call with me. We can talk about your Facebook ads or growing your business or online marketing strategy, growing a team, whatever it is that you'd like to talk about. We can cover it in that 30-minute strategy call. So thank you so much in advance for your feedback. Again, it's rickmulready.com/messenger. I'd love to hear your feedback. And again, thank you for doing that. And thank you for listening to the show today. Really appreciate it. Got another awesome episode coming your way in the next episode. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.